SUV owners in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn, New York, now have a nemesis, besides the meter maid. Recently, a patrol of 8 people have started ticketing SUVs there for, well, just being SUVs. The tickets aren't real, but their message is. Carrie McLaren, publisher of Stay Free magazine and head of this ticketing team, joins me now from her office in Brooklyn. Ms. McLaren, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, thanks. It's good to be here.
Ms. McLaren, tell me how this works. You first put up fake no SUV parking signs in your neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
And then what happened?
Well, and then after we had put up the signs, we went around and put a ticket on every SUV that was in those areas.
Were there a lot of SUVs?
There were a lot more than we've expected. We made a little over 600 tickets and we ran out. So we didn't even get to finish the neighborhood that we were planning on ticketing.
What were some of the violations that you printed on your fake tickets?
We had things like increasing U.S. reliance on foreign oil, conspicuous consumption, endangering other drivers, that sort of thing.
What are some of the penalties for these violations that you've come up with?
We put things like, you know, you have to go green for your next car, you have to use your SUV for carpools only, and donate money to environmental causes. Those are the ones we circled.
The tickets looked quite real, didn't they?
Yeah, the look of them looked exactly like the New York parking ticket, but we tried to make it as clear as possible on the text that it was a joke and, you know, that they didn't owe any money or have to send anything in. It was just a little activist message that we were trying to get out.
And did your neighbors take it in the lighthearted, jovial way you meant it?
Well, no, and I was actually a little surprised at how mad. I mean, we expect people to get mad, but you know, I didn't expect the people to get as mad as they did. I mean, we put a web address on the tickets for where people could leave some feedback. So we had some SUV drivers post things. Someone called us terrorists. Someone wrote it in a sort of New York dialect where he said, "If you touch my car, I break your face."
Ms. McLaren, how did you come up with this idea?
I was reading the newspapers about how people had become just more interested in buying SUVs after 9/11. And it struck me because one of the problems is our reliance on foreign oil, and SUVs are big gas guzzlers. And the patriotic response is to be more conservative with the fuel that they use so that we aren't so reliant on these other countries. And after I had read about this, I was walking around my neighborhood and noticed on a couple streets that SUVs were pretty much almost bumper to bumper. You know, I said, oh, it would be great to put a no SUV parking sign there. Our streets would be empty.
Carrie McLaren is publisher of Stay Free magazine and lives in Brooklyn, New York. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.